Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. And what a glorious, glorious afternoon it is. This is your host, Candy G. And I know usually you get an opportunity to hear my bio and all the really great things that are going on, but there's only one thing I want you to know about Candy G today, and that I am so excited to be a cast member of the upcoming movie called Embrace the Journey. And we're going to talk about that a lot today. Because the guest that I have with me, who has been with me multiple times, he is one of my favorite guests, with bar none, and that is Don Boyer. Don is the one of my cast members and also co-producing. Yes, I have been asked to produce this movie with him, and I'm very happy to say that I have Don with me today, and he's here for the whole hour. Hooray. So you know what? Without any further ado, I'm going to say, Don, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Oh, Candy G, thank you so much. How exciting it is to be with you once again.
You know, I know, and I was so excited about today's show because I love it when you and I can have chats about things and then we'll just kind of go, wow, that would be a great show. And that's exactly what happened today and gave us our topic for today's show. And our topic for today's show is motivation doesn't work. Whoa, what are you talking about? Don, Candy, aren't you motivational speakers of sorts? What are you saying? And I've gotten a few little Facebook comments today about, what are you talking about? Motivation doesn't work. So what we're going to do is we're going to dig down into this thing called motivation and what Don and I want you to know. And you know what the truth is that, you know, we're constantly being, you know, being bombarded with messages of inspiration and books that are meant to motivate and inspire. There are seminars, retreats, webinars, and so on. There is so much of this stuff out there. Why does it seem like there's not so many people that are making the strides that they want to make in their life? So where should we pick up this conversation? Because we could spend 3 hours on this topic, Don.
You know, Candy, we absolutely can. And you're right. What an interesting subject on motivation doesn't work. Two professional speakers and authors talking about a subject that we write and speak about all the time. But, you know, the truth of the matter is when it comes down to motivation, I think it's one of the most misunderstood subjects on the planet, simply because motivation does have a place and it does work in certain components in its own arena. But the fact is motivation is only a short term spurt of energy that compels us to go a little wild. But overall, when we look at the big picture of success, it's really a lifelong journey. And so we need more than just motivation. And when you try to apply motivation to a long-term success journey, many times we fail to get the results or expectations that we want from motivation. So really, it comes back down to the difference between motivation, inspiration, and passion.
Yeah, and I think there's that other key component, the big key component. Well, I think there's two more. Two more is, and maybe this, and I'm thinking about it's really all the same, which is taking that knowledge that you gain, because it's about gaining knowledge, but then applying the action to that. You know, it's not, you know, you've heard that it's knowledge that's power, but the truth is it's the use of knowledge that's power, that is power. And see, I get very excited and passionate about this topic. You can hear me getting tongue-tied already. So, you know, and, you know, one of the things that's interesting, you know, we'll talk about the movie and the fact that we're doing this film together, Embrace the Journey. And it's a film that does, it brings inspiration, motivation, determination, and knowledge to overcoming the challenges of life. But really, I think a lot of the mindset around the film is actually how to take that knowledge and turn it into action.
Right. And, you know, I think that you're absolutely correct when you talk about action being, you know, the cornerstone of all of this, simply because motivation really will not put anybody into action. It may get them started. It may make them take the first step. But motivation won't continue, you know, make someone continue on the road of action. So you need more than that. And without action, Candy G, honestly, nothing gets done. No dreams come to pass. You know, nothing ever is accomplished without us learning how to take the discipline and the responsibility to take action for our dreams.
You know, you talk about, there's a whole host of things there. There's discipline, there's responsibility, there's knowledge. All of these things are so important. You know, when I think about it, I kind of think about it like motivation is kind of like having a giant monster energy drink. But the knowledge and the action steps are the meals in between that you use to nourish your body and nourish your life. So I think it's okay to do that. I think it's an important thing. Hey, I love to see folks get motivated, but the truth is, what is that thing that inspires somebody to action, that gets them to say, I'm going to just get off my duff. And instead of just being excited about doing it, I am going to really, 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 put one foot in front of the other and get it done.
Well, you said a key word there about inspiration. And when we look at the two words, motivation and inspiration, many times people use those, you know, as the same word, but they're really vastly different. For instance, motivation, we'll get motivated about maybe starting a new business. And we are absolutely excited about it, and we are absolutely convinced that we're going to conquer the world and make this into a multi-million dollar business. So we're excited, we're motivated until we get the first no, until we try to recruit somebody in the business and they say no. All of a sudden now, that motivation disappears. All of a sudden now, we don't want to do the business, and we're convinced that this was a bad idea from the get-go. But when you have inspiration, it gives you the power to overcome every no, every obstacle, every challenge. So what's the difference between the two? Now, if you go back to the ancient history book, which I think is one of the greatest success books ever written on the planet, and that's the Bible. If you go back to the very beginning of creation, where the Bible said that God breathed on Adam when his body was formless, and it says that he breathed into his nostrils his spirit, and man became a living soul. And it was at that point that he became inspired to live in the garden. He was inspired to have dominion in the garden. He was inspired to live this beautiful, fantastic life. So when you go back to the very roots of inspiration, in spirit, it really means when the breath of God breathes on you. So every time we get an idea, it's the breath of God breathing on us. When God breathes on you, you are inspired to do great things. You're inspired to conquer. And with inspiration, unlike motivation, it doesn't stop. It gives you the reason to get up, you know, out of bed in the morning and conquer it. When you face challenges and obstacles and setbacks, which will come through life and on your journey to success, you're going to find these things. But if you are inspired, then you will have the power to propel you past those obstacles and keep on going and never losing a beat. So when we're inspired, we're literally having the breath of God breathe on us. And that's the difference between motivation and inspiration.
Hey, and on that note, hold on to that thought, because that's a really good one. We're going to head off to commercial break. We'll be right back.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio with Candy G and Don Boyer. Once again, here to share a conversation about how motivation doesn't work. And before we went to break, Don, we were talking about inspiration. And the things that you were saying really made me think about my own level of what I do every day and the reasons that I do it. And the truth is, I am inspired. I would say I'm more inspired than I am motivated to do what I do. And somebody might look back and say, well, what's the difference? And the inspiration piece is that I know why I do what I want to do. I am so excited about the outcome that, you know, I guess that breath has been breathed upon me that I can go out and do what I do every single day. You know, somebody once said to me, you know that you can be successful if you would do what you do without getting paid to do it. And the truth is, that is my truth.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, what's interesting along that thought line, Candy G, is that when we're depressed, motivation will not pull us out of that depression, but inspiration will. You know, if we're laying on our deathbed, motivation will not get us out of our deathbed, but inspiration will. And it's been scientifically proven. When we can find a reason to live, we have found that cancers have went into remission. When we have a purpose and inspired reason to live, then all of a sudden now we find the life, we find the health, we find the healing that it takes to go on. So, you know, when it comes down to inspiration, that's something that you want to latch on to. Find somebody who just can't motivate you, but find somebody that can inspire you to live out your dreams and inspire you to go out there and conquer the world, and you will have the jet fuel that you need to create your dreams into a real reality. So that's why I get excited about, you know, these subjects.
I have to tell you something, and the truth is I'm sitting here thinking while you're talking as I'm going, you know, Don, you really inspire me. You inspire me a lot, and part of why you inspire me is because it's great to have someone who is so like-minded, who has the same heart, who has the passion to really step out and make a difference and loves working hard and putting these great projects together. So I want to thank you for all the inspiration that you bring to me in a big way.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, going back to the two movies that, you know, the journey that you and I did last year and then the ones that we're producing here now, Embrace the Journey, the reason why these movies are so powerful is not only did they share education and motivation, but they will inspire the viewer to realize that they can accomplish anything that they want when they use inspiration with practical skills and tools over a reasonable amount of time. You literally can conquer anything. So when people watch the films, they are truly going to catch the spirit of inspiration. And I believe that many people will grab onto that inspiration from what they see in these films and go out and do great things in their life. And that's one of the reasons why right now for all the listeners, they can go to our movie website, which is embracethejourney.net, and they can download the entire full-length movie of The Journey for just $4.99.
Kenny, that's the first one.
That's the first one, and that's less than a cup of, you know, a good cup of coffee or a latte.
I know.
And so it just takes one bit of inspiration, you know, to fill your bank account full of cash, one inspiration to get you going and to fulfill that dream to help other people. I mean, inspiration is priceless.
You know, it's interesting as we're working on this film and we're taking a look at, I know now we're doing a lot of the back end, the production end, and we're looking at a lot of footage and all of the bits and pieces and parts and components that will eventually make up the film Embrace the Journey, which is the second one, which will be out soon. And what's fascinating for me, Don, is some of the folks that have shown up with some of the beyond pearls of wisdom. I mean, just for me, being on the set, being with the filming, having my own message to share, being around this industry for so long, and some of the folks that are just have just shown up, like I said, it's so darn exciting, really. I mean, I'm inspired, even with all this tremendous amount of work that we're doing to get this finished, extraordinarily inspired by some of the folks that have come out to play with us on this film. And some of those, I mean, we've got Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Les Brown, Bill Walsh, Dee Wallace, the actress, Dr. Stan Harris, Dallas Humble, Jenny Armato, Stephanie Hale, Katrina Ferguson, Dr. Jim Richards. I mean, it is just an incredible, incredible cast that we've been able to bring together. It's exciting. That's all I have to say. It's exciting. I'm inspired.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you take these great leaders and you put their thoughts together and you create this synergy, it becomes a very powerful force. And that's what the world needs today. They need to hear a message of hope, but they also need to have the tools and the skills to go out there and change their circumstances. And then they need to have the power of inspiration that will give them the ability to move forward. So when you combine all of the speakers together and all of the experts that are featured in these films, it becomes an incredible force, and it's something why the viewers want to take a hold of and really embrace it.
You know, it's interesting because we talk about what can inspire someone. And I think some of the big messages that are coming out of this film is the whole idea of possibility thinking. See, I think a lot of folks get stuck in, I can't, I don't know how, it won't happen, it never happens for me. But then you'll see something like this and you'll go, wow. It could be possible for me. Look at what this person did. It could be possible. And so I think some of that inspiration can come from this thing called possibility thinking.
Oh, without a doubt. And it goes back to this one thing. The true key to all success in life really is making the most of the things that God has put into your hands. You know, going back, there was an ancient parable of the 10 talents, and one master gave a servant 10 talents, another one 5, another one 1. And the ones that had the 10 and the 5 went out, and they duplicated it. The one who had 1 talent was afraid, and he buried his talent. And so the moral of the story was that the individuals that went out and did something, took action, multiplied what they had. And the one who buried it and did nothing, not only did he not receive any multiplication, but he had that which was given to him taken away. So it comes down to the very basics of us making the most of what God has put in our hand. Are we making the most of our time, of our relationships, of our associations, of our income, of our businesses, of our gratitude, of our service? Are we making the most of it? And when we make a commitment to do that, then all of a sudden everything else falls into place.
So if somebody's listening and they're hearing us, they're going, all right, this sounds really great, and the two of you are pretty motivated and inspired, and you have a lot of compelling conversations. How would you tell somebody how they can find or create their own inspiration, to get inspired? What would you tell them to do?
Well, yeah, I would say it in one word, and that's mentorship. And that is why, Kenny, I am so excited about your new program, because that's a place that anybody, no matter what level that they're walking in and what game they're playing in, can go and take your program and really learn the basic mechanics of not only motivation and the tools of success, but how to stay inspired on a continual basis.
Well, you know, I appreciate you mentioning that. I mean, we really didn't plan this, but it's a nice plug at this point in time. So,
it's absolutely the truth.
I know, and I appreciate that piece, and I know you've been such a strong advocate, but I know I've been studying what I teach for 35 years. I've been teaching it in a big way for the last dozen, and my mission, it really is to help others create their vision. You know, without a vision, the people perish, and I know that the true path to having a life that you want really begins with having a strong, clear vision. And I've brought this expertise to thousands. And right now, I have spent the last year, as you know, Don, you know, I've spent the last year creating an affordable coaching and membership program. It's called I Vision My Life. Coaching calls, guest speakers, community forum, people all over the world will be enhancing their life and living the dreams that they want. There's some incredible technology that's wrapped up in this program. And we are just a few short weeks away from launching and having it out there for people to utilize. So folks can go to ivisionmylife.com, and there is a preview site, which you can't sign up now, but you can get on a waiting list. And so we'll email you when it comes up. And there's a couple of pretty cool videos on there that talks about some of the science behind how this stuff works, because I'm very much about practical action steps and the science. I want folks to understand what it is, because I have found that when people really understand, they're more likely to take that action step. They're more likely to be inspired to make a change. And again, it all ties into, you know, putting the discipline, accepting responsibility, creating a discipline that you can follow, and in order to gain the knowledge so that you can put the action step to that knowledge. And I think that the education piece is part of the piece that gives folks that possibility thinking that says, wow, if it works this way, it could work for me. And so it's very, very exciting. And I really, really, really appreciate you mentioning that in a big way.
A true mentor, a true coach really brings to the table inspiration, not motivation. A mentor doesn't need a motivator. If you need a mentor to motivate you, you're not ready for success yet, okay? But a true mentor and coach will bring to the relationship true inspiration. That's what they're going to provide. And then once they provide the inspiration, they come along and now give you the tools to implement whatever it is that you want to achieve. So, again, We're looking at the difference between motivation and inspiration, and I know that that's what your program is bringing to the table, along with a host of other great tools. But the fact is that we need inspiration in order for us to take action to reach our dreams.
You know, a lot of folks have asked me, why do you do what you do? It's like, Candy G, why are you out here doing this? You work hard. As a matter of fact, my husband says I'm the hardest working person he knows. And between the radio show, the magazine, the movies, the traveling, the speaking, the training, the coaching, the membership site, it's like, why do you do what you do? You don't have to. And I don't have to. I do what I do because I have found a place where what's important to me is the thing that inspires me is being able to deliver information where I could help somebody else make a difference in their life. I've been at that place where not only did I need a coach, did I need mentoring, did I need understanding, did I need truth, did I need honesty, did I need integrity, did I need all of those things in my life, and just searching for a way to get life to work, that for me, having found it, it so drives me to do that. Absolutely, absolutely drives me to do that. Not everybody has the same kind of drive that I do. A lot of folks just want to be inspired to make money. And so where's the conversation for that piece? If you don't, and you got to answer that question when we come back, because you hear that music? That means we're heading to a commercial break. Hey, this is Candy G and Dawn Boyer, my co-host on Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back.
Amerijet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, Amerijet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominica Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio, where good news has a voice, right here with Candy G and Dawn Boyer. So my question before we went to break, you know, you can get inspired. For me, you get inspired about something that's very heartfelt. What if it's not as heartfelt? What if it's just about keeping body and soul together?
Well, you know, Candy G, everybody has some kind of dream, a hope, a goal, a desire inside of them. The problem with many individuals, and this happened to all of us at one point in one time in our life, is that because of the way that we were conditioned by well-meaning parents, well-meaning teachers, environments, friends, coworkers, bosses, et cetera, we get conditioned to where those dreams and those desires become beaten down with disappointment, with our, you know, the things that we expected to happen didn't happen. So what happens is this thing called life begins to beat that down, and now that dream, that desire, that hope, that goal that we all have inside of us gets so buried and so deep within our own selves that it's just like a little flicker, almost ready to go out. And all we need is somebody to come along and start blowing on that flame with inspiration. And normally it's God, or, you know, God working through us, coming down and blowing on that flame of inspiration. And that's what unlocks the door of freedom to people's dreams. It's that inspiration, not the motivation, the inspiration, because everybody now that's listening has some kind of a dream, some kind of goal, some kind of desire that they absolutely have the ability to achieve, but it's just locked in, and they need the key of inspiration just to let it go, just to open it up and let it go.
And whether people realize it or not, you know, they might be sitting back going, no, I don't have that. But the truth is it's in there somewhere. You know,
absolutely.
Rumi, he's a 13th century poet and scholar. He says we search outside for trinkets when the real treasures are on the inside. And it's that piece of personal responsibility and self-discovery, spending time with you. When's the last time you spent time with yourself to truly, truly, truly determine, hey, you know what, this is what I really want. And you know what, sometime we might be thinking, I want this, but I don't have the courage to step out and do it. And then because you're focusing on it so much that life will give you circumstances where it looks like it might be a tough time, but it then gives you the opportunity and step out and do those things that you want to do. And being able to look at those opportunities and say, wow, look at this. At the end of the day, I was scared when this happened, but this is the best thing that could have happened.
You know, you hit a key point there on courage, Candy G, and it is so true, because it takes courage, you know, to go out there and fulfill your dreams. Someone once said that the biggest book in the world is the book of excuses, and we're all best-selling authors in that book. And so what happens is now is we have these dreams and goals, but it does take courage. And here's the whole key about inspiration. It will help you overcome your fears. You know, I one of the most favorite places of all times on the planet that my wife Melinda loves to go is to Disneyland. I mean, we have annual passes there. And so this is no exaggeration. She could go to Disneyland every single day if we had the time. She loves that place. And I love Disneyland because the history of Walt Disney himself was simply, he was an individual that was inspired. He created a $35 billion industry annually. And it all started when he was bankrupt, broke, and it started with a mouse, an idea that he had, something that he was inspired to do. So inspiration is the great eraser of all excuses. When you have inspiration, you will no longer have time to make an excuse why you can't get this done. You won't no longer have time to play the blame game anymore. You will be so inspired that you just go out and you just do it.
You know, I had a meeting today with a lovely young person who I've watched work very, 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 very hard in our community. And she's had a dream and she's had an idea. And she's one of those folks that so wanted to work on her dream and her idea. But she was very committed to, her paycheck every week and the folks that wrote that paycheck for her. And through some circumstances, that paycheck has gone away and it put her in a position to now work wholly and fully on what she wants to do. And it's a great idea. I'm not going to, say what it is. When she's ready, we'll showcase her here on the air. She's really, really, really got great ideas. And I can tell talking to her how there's that fear factor, but oh, I want to do this. And oh, am I doing the right thing? And what's the right thing to do? There's so much that goes on at this juncture. When you step out on a new venture, when you step out on something new, you know, what I think about her is that one of the most fortunate pieces for her is she's been fortunate enough to discover what she wants to do. So a lot of folks have that burning desire that says, I want to do something else, but I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to step out. And she's got this thing, and I know she's going to do great, 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 great at it. And for me, when I see that flame, you talk about it, when I see that flame in someone, when I see somebody and there's something they want to do, there's nothing I won't do to help them because I can. Not for any other reason other than I've got the skill sets. I've got folks I can tap into. Let's all work arm in arm and help folks take their dreams and turn those little tiny flames. Let's all blow on those flames and turn them into roaring fires of desire and watch what happens to this world. It's an incredible, amazing thing to watch and to do.
Well, you know, in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, he has a whole chapter on burning desire. And I really think after studying that book for 30 years now, I really believe that when he was talking about burning desire, he was having the connotation of leaning towards inspiration. Because when you're inspired, you are a fire, ball. You are just absolutely going, you are a force that cannot be stopped. So I think that when he was talking about burning desire, he was having in the back of his mind the idea or the concept of that being inspiration, pure inspiration. Because with that, with the burning desire or an inspiration, whatever terminology you want to put on it, it will cause you to move past your fears. You know, Bobby Donahue is one of our cast members in the upcoming movie Embrace the Journey, and he tells a great story in the film where he was a firefighter, and when he first went to work for the fire department, they would always ask him, "Hey, are you afraid of, you know, heights?" And he said, "No." And they'd pull out a ladder and make him climb to the top. And then they would get him on a fire truck and a big ladder. And they would ask him, you know, "Hey, are you afraid of heights? Are you afraid of ladders?" And he would say, like, "No." And he finally said, "You know, why is everybody asking me, you know, am I afraid of heights? Why don't you ask me if I'm afraid of fire?" And the captain looked at him and said, "Fire? We're all afraid of fire. You know, that's a common denominator between firefighters. We're all afraid of fire." And so really, when you have a passion, whatever it is that you're afraid of and you're inspired, you can walk past what you're afraid of and move beyond that, and that's really where success lies.
Well, you know, we talk about today our topic being motivation doesn't work, and what I want to do is go right to the heart of it and talk a little bit about this whole speaking industry that you and I love and are embedded in and the extraordinary bad rap it gets. So.
Okay.
I know, because it does. And how folks can be, you know, take be in service of this industry, being a consumer, being a patron, hear speakers, be around speakers, and understanding where the pitfalls are and how to access the best that this industry has to give them. I know that was a whole mouthful, but I know you know what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, and it all goes back down to the bottom line is that the industry as a whole of self-development will help you create an extraordinary life if you simply follow it. Now, I started out 35 or 33 years ago as a 17-year-old janitor with no education and whatsoever, and I got a hold of my first book, Think and Grow Rich, and I thought I hit an absolute treasure and gold mine, and I read that cover to cover. And I began to realize that even though I didn't graduate from high school, even though I was already locked into an area where I had two young sons and working the only job that I could get back in the 70s at that time was just to clean toilets and scrub floors. But I realized that I could have more. I didn't have to get stuck in there because of my circumstances. And so all through these years, these 30-plus years, I have read books, I have studied tapes and CDs, and any extra money throughout those whole years, I would spend and invest in books. And I remember as my kids were little, I'd have books and albums on my desk, and their friends would come in and say, "Oh, that's just my dad's stuff. Don't worry about him. He thinks he's going to become a millionaire someday." And they would all giggle and laugh and go their merry way. And the fact was that all through my growing up years, I wanted to achieve the dreams that I set out. And I knew that if I kept reading, if I kept studying, if I kept following this industry, eventually it will lead me to where I wanted to go. And you know what, Candy G? In 2007, I wrote a foreword for our good friend Robin Jay in her book, The Power of the Platform. And In that foreword, I talked about in 2007, we're at our red carpet premiere for our first movie, The Power of Mentorship, and I'm looking at a sold-out crowd. On my right side, I've got Marie Diamond from The Secret. I got Bob Proctor. I got Big Johnson. I got Tully Alessandra on my right side up there on the platform. And as I'm talking, in the back of my mind, I'm asking myself, how in the world did a 17-year-old janitor get here? And it dawned on me at that moment, it was because of all the material, all the tapes, all the books that I listened throughout the years, eventually and finally bore the fruit that I was looking for. So that's a long way of saying that all of this stuff is the greatest investment that anyone can ever make in their life.
Well, you know, what's interesting is there's a great quote from Les Brown, which is on some of the marketing pieces for the new movie, which nobody's seen yet except for you and me and the graphic designer. And it's a great quote that says, when you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want automatically takes over. And that's what I hear you saying in that statement, is by reading, studying, listening, going to seminars. I say it all the time. I have marinated in this stuff for 35 years. Absolutely. The longest time. And I know there's a specific area of study when it comes down to thought transformation that has just captured my heart, captured my mind, captured what I know and how I want to share it with other folks. And so I know what you're saying is the truth. But then there's also places where, like I said, this industry can tend to get a bad rap because there's a lot of folks out there that just they're in this industry and they'll shoot me because they're probably listening to the show. Is that there are a lot of folks out there that want to sell you stuff and don't care if you get the good things out of it or not.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more, and that's absolutely true. And, it's always, kind of an embarrassing thing when we talk about kind of dirty laundry of our industry. But the fact is there are some individuals that, that's their motive, and that's simply what they do. But when at the end of the day, when we come back down to it, it comes back to our responsibility to sort through what is real and what's not real. And a lot of it is through trial and error. And there are going to be times when we, get stuck with the wrong party, listening to the wrong people, that's going to drive us down the wrong road. But eventually we come to a point and say, this road is not taking me where I want. This stuff doesn't sound like it's working. So it now becomes our responsibility to turn around and say, let me go into another direction. But I agree with you.
Exactly. But the great thing is what you just said, is that when we accept responsibility and say, I chose to come out to learn this, listen to this, try this on. It didn't work for me. And I think what a lot of folks might continue to do is if they have something that's not working for them, they'll try it over and over and over. And then instead of saying, all right, what's my next course of action? It allows them to dip into that giant book that you talked about, the book of excuses, and say, well, I bought this guy's stuff and it didn't work for me. So, it's never going to work. And I don't care whether you're a speaker or who you are, any industry that you're in. For example, if I take my car to a car dealership and I'm having some repairs done and the car comes out and it's not working right, and I go back and it's not working right, and I say, okay, I need to get it working right. Let me go to somebody that knows what they're doing. I'm going to do that and not let my car run poorly. And I think it's the same type of thing. You might find a few folks here or there where maybe their stuff isn't what you needed. Maybe it didn't serve you. Maybe their intention and maybe what they wanted was on the wrong end of this industry. But the truth is if you're looking for the right things, if you're looking for a way, and if you're looking for an answer, somehow, some way, this incredibly creative universe is going to bring you the right person, the right tools, the right event, the right everything to help you get what you need.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
All righty, so you want to take us to break, Don?
Absolutely. We are going to be right back after this. Don't go away.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and I'm here with my great friend, co-cast member and co-producer of Embrace the Journey, Don Boyer. See, so Don, in looking at this subject and what works and what doesn't work in this arena of motivation and inspiration, what are some of the other things that you'd like folks to know?
Well, I want to just conclude a little bit on the last, you know, area that we were talking about right before break, and that was responsibility. You know, my mentor told me many years ago, he said, Don, you can accept things as they are, or you can take the responsibility to change them. But it always comes back to the you factor. And when it comes down to this whole area of motivation, of inspiration, you know, of the materials that are on the market, it basically comes down at the end of the day and say we are responsible for the life that we have and the results that we get. I love the thing that Jim Rohn used to say. He would say that the greatest area of maturity is to make no excuses when your harvest is small, and no apologies when your harvest is great. And I used to love that quote because it comes back down to that responsibility. What are we doing with it? With motivation and inspiration, where are we going with it? It comes back down to we're responsible.
And in addition to that, I think that there's the responsibility piece, but again, it's also the designing piece. It's saying, what do I want? Here's my life. Is my responsibility, what do I want it to look like? Because accepting responsibility, but now, okay, where are you going to go beyond that? What do I really want it to look like? And it's astounding to me, especially in this day and age. And I've heard this a couple of times. I don't know if I mentioned it to you on the air or in a conversation that we had, but, you know, my daughter, she's a junior in college, and she went back to school. And we were having some tea in her favorite tea shop. And we were speaking to someone there who was at the tea shop. And she was saying, hey, I noticed that you haven't come back to take any classes. And the young lady said, well, no, I haven't because the economy is so bad. I know if I finish school now, I'll never find a job. So I'm just going to wait. And it's not the first time I've heard a conversation like that where people are not only absolving responsibility, but they're also completely, completely going the other way.
Yep. You know, right now we have horrendous diseases that are plaguing mankind, okay? But one of the worst diseases that's out there that human beings get infected with is with the disease called I quit. I give up. I quit. This is too hard. That is a horrible disease that wipes away relationships and fortunes and cures and books and movies and all these things simply because people get the disease of I quit. So this is why I'm excited about our movies, Candy G, is because they are the cure to the I quit disease. If you got the I quit disease, you need to go down to our website right now and just download the movie The Journey, and it will cure you from the I quit disease. And
that's, I think you're right.
Yes, we have to get to the point where we say, I will not be infected with the germ of I quit. Because you can win in life if you simply make a commitment to say, I'll never quit. I'll never give up.
Well, you know, what's interesting is you talk about, you know, downloading the movie for $4.99, and this is the first one, The Journey. I will tell you, that 90 minutes is so content rich. So content rich. There is so much in that that's the equivalent to maybe a couple thousand dollar event, the kind of information that you would get. I mean, anybody that doesn't go do the $4.99 download, I don't know what the deal is there. You know, just push the button, get it, look at it in chunks if you need to, but look at it because there is so many nuggets in that movie. It's astounding. And I know that your heart's in the same like mine is, what can we do to create more ways to disseminate information that people will see, they'll watch, they'll get a hold of, they'll begin to understand, and then they'll begin to apply, because it is that application piece that is absolutely everything. And so I really couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more.
After our 2010 movie premiere, Vic Johnson, international speaker Vic Johnson, walked up to me after watching the movie at the red carpet premiere, and he said, you know, I've never seen Brian Tracy better, talking about his materials in the movie.
Oh, it's his best stuff, no doubt.
Yeah, he said, I've worked with Brian Tracy for 20 years, and I've never seen him as good as this. The material that he brought in this film is the best I've ever seen him do. And he said that right from his heart. It was an instantaneous, spontaneous type of comment that he gave me. And that's absolutely true. And here was the other interesting thing that I found that happened, and why I was so excited going back to your program, Gandhiji, because you created a program that anybody could afford. And the truth of the matter is, for years, our company never had an entry-level product program. In other words, our programs were always on the higher end. And so when people couldn't afford our programs, we would always give them books. I mean, we've given away 10,000 books, 10,000 mentorship kits. So people just couldn't afford into our programs, and we want to give them as much free materials and books and CDs that we could. But I got excited that once we got the movie, I realized, I said, for the first time, our company has now been able to put something in somebody's hands that will literally have the power to change your life for something that's less than a latte, cup of coffee. So I was excited about that.
Yeah, you know, me too. And one of the things that really that excites me is, you know, we talked a lot about the inspiring piece and taking knowledge and applying it and putting it into action and responsibility and discipline and all those components. And I've watched folks over the years. I've gone out and I've spoken at events and I've seen folks go, I love what you had to say and it's a great story and I want to do what you did. And then I'd see them months later, another event, and it's like, yeah, I never really went out and did anything. And that was when I started taking a look at what can I do. Accepting my level of responsibility as the person that's sharing the information, what can I do to make sure that I have systems in the back end that folks can plug into? Because what I've found, it's been my personal experience, is having those things in place where you can plug into it and it'll go, yeah, I want to keep plugging into this. Yeah, this is a good thing. This feels good. I'm going to stay connected to this thing so that as I'm connected to this thing, it will help build faith and belief and possibility thinking and all of those things that you need to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And again, it's one of the reasons I'm so darn excited about the membership program, but it's not just that. It's all the things that we do. I love that we're delivering the movie for less than $5. Just get it and watch it, and I promise you it's going to make a difference.
Well, you know, the old Chinese proverb says that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And this is why I get so excited about all the tools that we're bringing to the marketplace, because one of the hardest things for a mentor, for a coach, is to come to the realization of the fact that you have to accept that sometimes you want success more for others than they want it for themselves. And it's at that point that you have to just back off and just work with those who really want to improve their life. And one of the downsides of the success arena for teachers is they like to chase, or they're compelled because of a true motive. They're compelled to chase people to get them successful. But the fact is, we can't make anybody successful. All we can do is provide the tools for the willing. And so what I appreciate about the tools that we're bringing to the marketplace is it is for those that are willing, that at any price point you can come in, and now for the first time you can get real-life materials that will revolutionize everything that you're doing and put in your hand tool. So thank you, Candy G, for your program.
And the excuse, I can't afford it, is not there anymore. But,
Right.
We're going to talk about this when we come right back from this commercial break. Don't go away. One more segment.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
I'm so happy you're still with us. This is Candy G with my co-host, Dawn Boyer, and great friend and co-partner and all of those wonderful things. And we're here on Nothing But Good News Radio. And, we were talking about the fact that a lot of folks, especially us in the success arena, because we have garnered real tools and understanding to how this works, that sometimes we want success for other people more than they want it. And, you know, boy, oh, boy, when you said that, that is so the truth. I want folks to get this. I want them to understand that there's something that they can do to make a difference. I want folks to not give up. I don't want people to quit, and I want folks to see all the extraordinary goodness. Absolutely. There's so much goodness to be had. And that's why I'm going to go back again to getting this movie, Embrace the Journey. The journey that's at, if you go to embracethejourney.net, you can get the movie for a $4.99 download. But in addition to that, just by signing up on the website for free, you can get a download of a CD that I did with Les Brown called In the Game. And yeah, if you go to my website, it's a $20 purchase, but it is free. It's absolutely free for you if you go to embracethejourney.net. Why? Because I want you to have the good stuff. It's as simple as that.
Boy, and that's absolutely true. You know, we've been getting so many people download that free download with you and Les Brown, and absolutely loving it.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I really had a lot of fun with that. You know, Les and I have been doing stuff for a long time, and I'm so happy that he's part of this film. I mean, it's great. I mean, the new one that's coming out, Embrace the Journey, and we are going to have a movie premiere in January here in South Florida. And so there's going to be a lot of festivities around it. It's going to be very, very, very exciting. And some other dates that we will be announcing. But it's really worth keeping track of, getting on the list, seeing what's going on, coming out to the parties, and playing with folks that are extraordinarily successful. And, you know, one of the things, you know, I said earlier, you're such an inspiration to me. But you and Melinda, you know, part of the reason that I love working with the two of you is because I draw a pretty hard and fast line about this industry and speaking in this industry and about being who you say you are in order to step out and play in my sandbox. And so I appreciate that you and Melinda are the same way. And because of that, we've got some of the most successful, greatest folks that really are part of this film and that's going to be showing up to some of these events that we'll be doing.
Yeah, I'm excited to see everybody. And, you know, it's going to be a great time to be able to interlock and to intermingle and to network with all the cast members and everybody that will show up to the premiere, you know, gets an opportunity to do that. So that's always a lot of fun. But, you know, Candy G, I wanted to also touch base, just going back so that our listeners don't get confused or misunderstanding on the area of motivation, because, you know, there is a part of motivation. There is a place of motivation, you know, in the overall scheme of, you know, this journey that we're all on towards success and achievement. And if we look at motivation for what it can do and understanding it in its proper light, then it is a good thing and there is a place. But I think that the thing that we're trying to bring into light is the long term, the overall mechanism of this, how this all works together, is motivation is a temporary thing, but inspiration is with you throughout the entire journey, and it will cause you to reach your final destination.
You know, so Dawn, what, you know, what inspires me? What inspires you to do what you do?
Well, you know, that is a great and loaded question. But
I love those loaded questions.
Yeah, But, you know, really what begins to inspire me was from the very beginning. I think I've told this story, but I'll tell it again real quickly. When I was 16 years old, I was working on, you know, part-time work, and I would take half of my paycheck, and I would go down to Skid Road here in Los Angeles on a Friday night about 9 o'clock by myself. And, you know, that time, I don't know, my check may have been $50, $60, I don't remember what it was. So I took $20, $25 down to Skid Road in $1 bills, and I would begin to pass them out to all the homeless people there. Now, many of the people that on Skid Road in Los Angeles, they're there because drug addiction and alcohol, but not all of them, but many. And so I would go there. And I, you know, knew that some of them would take that money and buy more booze with it or whatever, but it didn't matter to me. And I never realized why I did that. Nobody ever told me. In fact, you know, if my parents knew that I was doing that, I would have gotten in a lot of trouble because that was a dangerous thing for a 16-year-old kid to be doing that on a Friday night by himself. And it wasn't until I got into my late 20s that I began to realize that. And it was because I'm inspired to eradicate lack from people's life. This is why me and Melinda do what we do. This is what keeps us going, getting us out of bed in the morning and pushing the hard schedule that we have, is that we are inspired to help people reach their dreams and live out this extraordinary thing called life and to eradicate lack. You know, people say, you know, money won't make you happy. I do agree with that, but I guarantee you the lack of money will not create it either. So you know, money, it can be a good thing, and money can give you the power to create good in people's lives. So what inspires me is the fact that I have a innate ability and drive inside of me just to help other people live an extraordinary life.
See, that's why this is a holy hookup. It's the reason God put us together. I'm telling you right now. I hear you talk about it. It just excites the heck out of me because that's how I feel. You know, it's great having you here. I just want to let you know our upcoming show on Thursday, October 6th from 3 to 4, live right here on 880 AM and through CandyG.com and the Internet if you're not local. Imagine if your thoughts were as up-to-date as your technology. Now, there's a thought for you. You'd be living the life of your dreams in a nanosecond. Call it designer thinking for the 21st century, instant access to leading-edge information that brings ease to relationships, quantum leaps in businesses, and tools to shift your life anytime, anyplace. Diane Collins, author of Quantum Think, shares her ingenious discovery that's helped countless business leaders and others to live a life filled with new possibilities. We all want that possibility thinking. We've got 2 minutes before we're off the air. Dawn, what do you want to make sure the listening audience hears from you before we go?
Well, I would like for them to realize that inside of them are hundreds and thousands of ideas. And if they would just learn to tap into the arena of inspiration, they would take those ideas from their head and from their heart and be able to utilize them in this physical world and not only help a lot of people, but create a financial fortune for themselves at the same time. And to me, Kanaji, that's what I call a win-win situation.
And happiness and fulfillment and all those things are absolutely, absolutely so important. Hey, if you've got an idea for a show or something that you just want Dawn and I to bounce around while you're listening, Dawn is my favorite topic show partner and co-host. If there's anything you want to hear us discuss, please send me an email at candyg@candyg.com. That's KANDEEG.com. Dawn, I love you. I love you and Melinda both. Thank you for being here.
And it was my pleasure. Thank you awesome. So much for having us on the air.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And you know what I want you to do? You're listening out there. Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.